pretty hard.
It is mad raining. We're in the car. We're going home from the office right now.
About 2:40.
2:40.
Yeah. Get 2:40s.
Dyslexic 4:20. We're leaving now in the middle of the afternoon because the power went out seven or eight times,
yeah.
The course of about an hour leading up to now. And
it makes it kind of difficult to cover video games.
Hard to use computers.
Yeah, hard to use computers when you ain't got power. We're in the middle of recording Borderlands Quick Look when that started.
Yep.
Which, you know, we still have the capture station up on the UPS for unstoppable power.
Yes.
Unstoppable quick looks, but...
A gift of the endurance run.
A gift of the endurance run, for sure. But we were doing co-op, so, like, all three of you guys just vanish out of my game, I'm sure. That'll look kind of funny.
It's really jarring when you're looking at a TV screen and suddenly all the lights go off.
Yeah.
And the screen also.
Like, oh, no.
Oh. It's, like, inner ear weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're going to go back home where hopefully the power is more consistent.
Yeah, and, yeah, I'm working on Forza review. The catch is that Vinny is most of the way through working on the Uncharted video review. So,
whoa.
Oh, God. Hydroplaning.
Yeah.
Don't kill us.
We're doing about 45 on the freeway because...
Oh, yeah.
...of water everywhere. Water and wind. It was gusty.
Like, yeah.
It's the wind, not the water, that is causing the power problems.
I know everyone is slowing down, coming down this hill, the Civic Center here. And you just finished Brutal Legend, like, probably like an hour before all this happened.
Probably
so.
About that, so good timing on that, because the end of that game is basically a series of, fairly specific, I'd call them maybe 10, 15-minute battle sequences.
That you might not want to do a second time, especially if you didn't lose.
A third time, because I had already ate it once in that.
Yeah.
I finished that up, got in a little bit of multiplayer time, and in the process of writing the review for that. I'd be very curious to see what the critical response to that game is going to be like, and also what the kind of consumer response will be. Because I don't think that's the game that people think it is.
Yeah.
That's not the game that EA and Double Fine have kind of been showing to the general public.
Right. It was definitely that shocking moment for me, too. Like, the whole, like, revelation, like, oh, dude, no, this is totally, like, a real-time strategy game in several major ways. Like, oh, so wait, what?
So, yeah, like, initially it looks like, oh, it's going to be, like, third-person, God of War-style, character-based, hack-and-slash.
I got, like, almost, like, the first time I saw it, I got a real Ocarina of Time vibe off it. You've got the guitar doing Ocarina-like spells, you've got the horse in the form of a car.
Yes, the druid plow.
Yeah, so... There were a lot of things that seemed like parallels to that kind of action-adventure game.
And it's also got a big open-world component to it.
Right.
And also, like, there are a series of large-scale battles that are real-time strategy. Like, just straight up, it's a real... Comparisons to the game, Sacred?
Sacrifice. Yeah.
Not Sacred. Sacrifice. So it's action-y. Like, you get in there and you can scrap, but then also you can pull up and command the dudes around. And
yeah.
I don't think that stuff works super great. I don't think it, like, you know, RTS on a console is always a struggle.
Yeah.
And this game doesn't necessarily conquer the issues that have faced other real-time strategy games. So.
Right. Man.
Why am I hitting drunk bumps in the middle lane?
I don't know. It's just like the road get torn up.
I don't know.
It's always like the first rain of the season totally tears apart the roads because the water gets in there. And
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like we've got about another day of rain here before it starts to clear up. Do I hear sirens? Am I going... What? Oh, it's just the music.
That's just the music.
All right. Really losing it over here. Oh, man.
But hey, underground power lines in Petaluma, so...
Yeah, exactly. So...
Hopefully
but, there, you know, there's still... That's not to say there's no power outages there, but there are certainly fewer. Sausalito, yeah, I don't know. City right by the water like that. Sleepy little town... Where they probably don't invest super heavy in that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
so...
Not a lot of construction going on.
So hopefully it doesn't flood the basement. So that we got stuff down there.
That's the nightmare. Here's a nightmare scenario
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming into the office and it's under